Good morning. Look at someone you didn't come with and tell them God is doing great things in your behalf. Praise God. You may be seated.
Yamana Kati, Kabaria, Sikrobia, Shat, Kodidiriasa, Sokorbia, and the Kadia, Sokoriasa, Sekamanaki, the Koriria, Sikrobia, Shat, Kodidiasa. This is your time to lay hold of a place and a power that men have been believing would come, but I say it has come. I say the time is now. I say that the time to go forth in the power of the anointing is now. It is time to stop having expectation that someday it will happen and to believe that you are the vessel that God has chosen and to press into that. You have to see yourself. Not wait for somebody else to say they see it in you. You see it in you. You see yourself making my son known. You see yourself doing what he did. You be that lady that pressed into and touched the hem of his garment. You see yourself laying hands on the sick and they recover. See it before it happens, and you will walk out and do what I am calling you to do. You will not wonder. You will not think maybe, is this for real? If pastor says something, no, it is the time. It is the season and the time for you to have a reality check and to say, I am blessed and anointed and my God will be demonstrated today. My God will show up on my job today. My God will show up in the supermarket today. I want to show up, but I have to have you to show up in. People, it is not just about finances. You're not going to do any more when money comes than you're doing today. Stretch yourself and have an expectation of my glory flowing through you every day, every minute.
Thank you. Rosie? After the message was prepared for today, something the Lord began to deal with me about. Do you understand your salvation? A lot of religious people do not understand their salvation. They think they were saved from going to hell. Y'all can go ahead and put the notes in people's hands. They think salvation is God saved me from my appointment in hell. Other people, God saved me so someday, when it's all over, I can be with him in eternity, pie in the sky forever. But God wants you to know, as was touched on just a moment ago with Sister Gail, he redeemed you from who you were so you could become who he provided for you to be. He redeemed you from who you were so you could become whom he provided you to be. He didn't provide you to be a seat warmer. He didn't provide for you to visit him occasionally on Sundays and Wednesdays. He redeemed you so you could be the light of the world, so you could be him manifest in every situation you encounter. Salvation is a word that means wholeness. It's translated And the 100 times it's used in the New Testament, the word sozo is translated as saved, born again, healed, delivered, made whole. It's translated as all of those things. So when you were born again, the word sozo means health, safety, soundness, wholeness, deliverance. But it doesn't mean escape from hell. It doesn't mean a stamp ticket to heaven. It means you were redeemed from everything that was unlike wholeness so you could be free to be who He called you to be. The light of the world. While He was in the earth, He was the light of the world. He rose victorious from the grave so you could become the light of the world. Well, that's that note. Now we build on the next note before we get to the notes. If you have your Bible, New Testament, sword, whatever, I want you to turn to and mark a passage of Scripture. It is one of the more important passages that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. And laying hold of this word from Ephesians chapter 3 is life-changing. The passage says, "Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think," and here it is, "according to the power that works within us." What is the power that works within you? It is written, the New Covenant truth. Ladies, you may have to just doodle on your notes while I'm talking about this unless you have a comprehension, but I've developed a love for the Velocity Network on television, much to my wife's chagrin. But sometimes she enjoys it too. But I love to see them rebuilding cars and building hot rods and all the different motor shows that I own. My DVR grabs counting cars, fantasy, especially ironworks. And I love to watch all of these cars being remade, redone, restored, and refurbished. And in watching an episode, they had built a hot rod. And they had just dropped a 500 horsepower crate motor in this project that they were building. And all the mechanics were gathered around the front to hear the engine fire for the first time. So while most of them was gathered around the front, one of them hit the key. And it, nothing happened. They checked the spark, it had spark. They checked this, they checked that. Finally, someone said, "Maybe it's out of gas." They went back and checked the tank, but it had a lot of gas. But in their hurried state to get the car ready, they had connected the fuel pump backwards. And they were pumping air into the tank rather than pumping gas from the tank into the engine. And the Lord said to me, "Do you understand what you just saw?" And I went, "Yeah, get the hoses right on the fuel pump." I was, of course, missing the point. He said, They've got a tank full of gas, but they're getting nowhere. And I'm like, and? He said, the tank full of gas is the word of truth. The fuel pump is your faith that pumps the word to your mouth so that you can power your life. It's not enough to have a bunch of word in you. That word has got to be infused to your mouth by faith that what you say is going to come to pass, that what you speak is truth. Daddy wants you to have a full tank, but he wants it to supply a full mouth. We began last week with learning The Walk That Wins, part one, and today I told you then that there would be at least two, maybe three parts. Today I'm telling you this is part two, and there may be four parts. But God wants you to win, and he wants you to win in life by the power of the word that you are speaking forth in faith. I have watched God change my world with the words of my mouth. And I've watched when my mouth got out of control, I changed my world for the worse. Getting control of your words to align with the word of the new covenant is pivotal in becoming a life force in the earth. Last week we looked at the two kinds of faith the New Testament talks about. The walk of trust, word-based faith, which Abraham walked in, and sense knowledge faith, which Thomas walked in, who said, if I ain't seen it, yeah, I ain't believing it. I don't know that God heals because I've seen him heal. I know God heals because the word says so. I am not waiting to see the blessing of the Lord to know that God is the blesser. The word says he has blessed me with every spiritual blessing. Why should I keep praying for what he's already done? I just need to activate the blessings that belong to me. How do I activate them? There are exceeding great and precious promises that pertain to everything that pertains to life and godliness, that by utilizing these promises, you might become a partaker of the divine nature. Pastor Jim, I don't believe that I could ever become godlike. That's your problem. He believed you could and went to the cross to pay the price so that you could rise up in his victory and kick the devil's tail in every area of your life. The first kind of faith, word faith, comes from God said and nothing else. Brother Jim, the word says God heals, and I saw what he did for Sister Michelle, so I know it's true. No. You see, anytime you put an and with the word of God, you've left the devil a door to attack you. And in fact, sometimes you are the reason Sister Michelle is having that attack now, because the devil came back to attack her so that you wouldn't believe. Pastor Jim, do you believe that's true? No, I know that's true. In the world, all hell's going to break loose. But be of good courage. He overcame the world, and so can you. You filled your spirit man with it is written, and you let faith pump it up to your mouth so that you boldly decree, I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the blessed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. But Pastor Jim, what if I don't feel like it? It's time to break your feeler so you don't lean on it anymore. When you are allowing your senses to confirm what you believe, you have left the door open for the devil to steal your faith. Because the word can't be changed. But when it's the word and, he can change the end. And I know it's true because Grandma watched for the devil to reveal something about Grandma you never knew. And now your faith is shot. Not because the word changed, but because you found out something about Grandma you didn't know. To avoid sense-level faith, we must learn to cast down reason based on sense-level knowledge. The word of your new covenant must become your only authority. Our Redeemer used the words of the Father to defeat the devil, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to free the multitudes, to teach you that you could do it also. A couple of people commented on last Sunday's message, and it seems all the comments I got were centered around when I said Jesus taught us how the walk of faith works, because on the cross, before he gave up the spirit, before he entered hell, before he suffered torment, before he was resurrected from the dead, before that stuff started, he said, "It is finished." He was decreeing the end from the beginning. Just like he said in Isaiah, "I declare the end from the beginning." So on the cross, before all hell broke loose, he said, "It's finished." And he entrusted his eternal destiny into the Father's hands. And after 3 days, the Holy Spirit raised him from the dead. I want you to understand, Jesus didn't raise Jesus from the dead. He was dead. The Holy Spirit that lives in you, if you're born again, raised him from the dead and said, if that same Spirit that raised him from the dead lives in you, ain't nothing impossible. I can do all things through the anointing that infused me with divine ability. Because if the anointing in him was strong enough to raise him out of the pits of hell, it's strong enough to raise me out of an unpaid bill, a headache, somebody said. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 19, it shall come about that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. Daddy told you from the law that his word was what would change your life. His word is the underlying power source of all that you can accomplish. But it takes faith to pump that word up to your mouth so you boldly decree, I am, I have, I can, I will. For whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. Pastor, what does that mean? If I'll speak the word boldly, the Spirit will do it no matter what it is. You can't measure what the Spirit will do Because just the time you think you've got it measured out, he does more. For nearly 50 years, I've watched God work. I've seen God do, okay, it's over 50 years. I've seen God do amazing things. I've seen the dead raised, the blind see, the deaf hear. I've seen total hopeless situations turned around. How? Standing on the Word. We used to sing it, standing on the promises of Christ the King. But are you standing on the Word? Devil, you're not going to do that in my life because it is written, says. Devil, you can't have my kids. Devil, you can't have my finances. You've got to be bold enough to decree what God said so that your life can change. Don't you understand God wants you a winner? A winner is not a winner because they win one time. That's called luck. But when you repeatedly win, a ball player does not get a reputation because he had a hit once. It's if every time he comes to the bat, he gets a hit, that he becomes well known. Determined from this day forward, every time I come to the plate, it is written it's going to proceed from my mouth, and I'm going to have a homer. Amen. Sense-level faith uses reason or feelings to exalt themselves over the Word of truth. We must defeat sense-level reasoning with the Word of truth. Don't let your feelings, your senses, your thought life defeat the Word of God in your life. Faith has got to keep the Word in your mouth. If it's not, check and see where it's strongly connected. Because if your tank is full of it is written, and your mouth is speaking it is written, because you believe it to be true, your life is changing. My life is evolving. Line upon line, precept upon precept, I'm going from faith to faith, from glory to glory. I refuse to quit growing. I don't want to find that place in God. No, I want to find every place God has ever prepared for me. Second Corinthians 10:5 says, we're destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. You've got to destroy it or it'll destroy you. So you've got to cast down when that thought comes, what if it doesn't work? What if you're beyond your level of faith? What if God didn't really mean that for everybody? No, any thought that rises up that says anybody is any different in God is a lie. All things are possible to them that believe. Not all things are possible to them that was born on the 17th day of the month. We are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. How do you take those thoughts captive? When the thought comes, you're not healed, you go, no. It is written, with his stripes I was healed. God cannot lie. His truth is my underlying security. Amen. Therefore, lo, I boldly decree, I am the healed of the Lord. But Pastor Jim, you don't look healed. Get better glasses. Because you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm progressing to the full promise of God. I've already seen God do so many things that they said was medically impossible, but it just keeps happening. And I keep celebrating the fullness of the promise. Because to me, when it says, with his stripes, I was healed, that doesn't mean I was made better. No, I was made whole. So I am pursuing wholeness. Now, in the meantime, I may have the trappings of what has occurred in my life. But you won't see this pump around my shoulder forever. Because my God has given me a new heart. I wish I knew the exact arrival date. It's like when Amazon tells you it'll be there Friday. Friday, you're looking on the front porch. Because you know that sneaky FedEx guy will just leave it there and not even ring the doorbell. Well, God doesn't give us an exact time and date. He just said, if you believe, it's possible. And it will happen. I must not be moved by what I see, what I feel, or what thoughts arise against the truth. What I believe must win over all else in my life. I believe God said, therefore everything else has to take a knee. 2 Corinthians 4:18, one of my favorite passages of Scripture in the New Testament. While we look not at the things which are seen, I can't look at what I can see, taste, touch, feel. But I look at the things which are not seen. I can't see my healing, but I can see the promise of it. I can't see my blessing, but I can see the promise of it. I can't see my utter wholeness, but I can see the promise of it. So I look at the promise until what was promised shows up. Because feelings are temporary. They'll change with the wind. You've met some feeling-based people. You talk to them in the morning and they're this way. You talk to them at noon and they're this way. You talk to them in the afternoon and they're that way. Aren't you happy for people who are consistently the same? I like people who swear to their own hurt and change not. Because you can depend on that person to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am eternally blessed. I am eternally filled with expectancy. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Satan wants to lead you astray into the world of the senses, because if he can get you to start thinking about how you feel, about what it looks like. And I've had days where it didn't look like there was any way out. But I kept decreeing, my God supplies all of my need. And sometimes he shows up in ways that surprise you. I've had people bless me that, number one, I didn't know they had that kind of money. Number two, I would have never thought they would turn loose of it. And number three, if they did turn loose of it, it'd be somebody they were trying to impress. But God can use your enemies to crown you with abundance. I've had people say, I don't know why I'm doing this. I just smile. You don't have to know because I know. My God makes a way where there seems to be no way. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove. You see, God didn't give you His word for you to memorize it. He didn't give it to you to remember. He gave it to you to change your world with, so that you may prove what the will of God is. Brother Jim, how do I prove that? I walk in wealth when lack is every place. I remember looking at the residue of a storm a few years ago in Houston, and I had some aerial pictures of Galveston. And there was one picture that just had utter devastation. Flattened houses, one after another, just piles of rubble. And then here sits a house, and it doesn't even have a shingle missing on it. And my first thought was, a believer lives there. Because 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it ain't coming here. Brother Jim, aren't you concerned about the economy? I don't live based on the economy. Amen. I don't get up in the morning and look at the Dow to see if I'm blessed. I get up in the morning and decree, I am the blessed of the Lord. My God supplies all my need. I will lack no good thing. God has promised to help when we put Him and His Word first. When we don't put Him and His Word first, we're on our own. And I can tell you this, I can't produce much without Him. But with Him, there are no limits. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look around about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. A promise like that is life transformational. When you begin to understand, I'm not in this thing alone. The devil would like to convince you that you are. Ain't nobody else believing but you. And you're getting shaky. You say, no. I'm clinging to the word of truth, and it will carry me through any flood, high and dry. For nothing will be impossible with God. The more new covenant truth we hide in our hearts, the stronger we become. The more we pump to our mouth, the more we become conformed to His image. When you start saying God's word with your mouth boldly, something changes in you. Then something starts to change around you. Then things begin to happen that you don't know how it got started, but then you stop and go, oh, wait a minute. I stood on the Word, and the Word was out there doing that. It's not me, it's the Word. I will have favor no matter where I go. I will have divine supernatural favor if I was stranded on an island in the middle of nowhere. Fish would jump out of the water and yell, fry me. So faith comes from hearing what God has told us. And what is heard comes by the preaching. Well, Pastor Jim, I'm not a preacher. When you speak His word, you are. You become an agent of change. You become a link in His chain of divine provision. Sometimes God will have you, He'll just wake you and say, Ken, speak the word of God concerning Brother Richard. Don't question that. Don't ask that. Don't go, why me? Just do it. Speak the word. The unredeemed individual came to Jesus and said, speak the word only, and my servant will live. If it would work through his mouth, and as he is, so are you in the earth, then it'll work for yours. There's somebody waiting for you to speak the word into their life. They may not even know they're waiting for it. But the minute you speak it, something will register with them. I've been talking with people, and something would rise up in my spirit out of that storehouse of it is written, and my faith would grab hold of that and speak that out and see their situation change. The look on their face would just instantly. Because a word of God in your mouth is transformational for the lives of others. Amen. The word of truth is the sword of the Spirit by which we defeat the lies and half-truths of the world system. The word in your mouth. You notice it doesn't say the word you stored in your heart. No, that word that's stored in your heart has got to come up to your mouth. Say it and you'll see it. But if you got to see it to say it, it ain't going to work. Well, Brother Jim, if I could just see something. No, you're missing the whole point. It is faith alone. Sola fide. That's Latin. The word of truth in my mouth defeats all the lies it would steal from me, cheat me, hold me captive. Pastor Jim, it sounds like you're saying that you have spoke your way out of disaster. Yeah. And many of you have been with me and watched it happen. I am not the luckiest person alive. I am one of the more blessed people alive. And His word in my mouth has changed my world. When I was a young religious person, I was attending a Pentecostal church. And I was just like all the other dead people in that church. We'd come together on Sunday, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. And then we forgot about Him till Wednesday. And then one day I heard someone talking faith talk. And something inside me went, what is that? And we began to go every place that a faith ministry was. We'd finish work, jump in the car, and go to Waco. We'd finish work or take off early, jump in the car, and drive to Houston. I mean, sometimes I would drive to Houston 3 or 4 times a week just to hear the word being taught. Because around here, Melavin, let us pray. I wanted to be around somebody who was teaching me that my God was alive today. My God was doing things today. That things were possible. That many people only saw between the covers of their book. They never saw it in reality. But because someone was speaking faith, it ignited a passion in me. And so we went on a quest to find more word. In fact, we had thought about selling my factory and my car dealership and selling our house, and we were going to buy an executive motorhome. How many of you can remember that far back? Executive motorhomes. They were the creme de la creme back in the 70s. Now, with these new fancy rigs they've got out there, I got a friend, you go in, you sit down in the lounge chair, you push a button, and the TV comes up out of a console. They got things that back then you wouldn't know was possible. We were excited it had running water. But we were going to sell everything, buy a motorhome, and we were going to travel around the country because I could do just about anything, so I could always make money. And we would just spend our life going from this meeting to that meeting, from this camp meeting to that revival, and we would just feast. I couldn't give that dealership away. But once I submitted to teaching God's people faith and raising up house of the Lord, the IRS auditor that audited my books bought my factory. He said, this is a gold mine. And he left our IRS and bought the factory. But when God said, it's time. So when we started House of the Lord, I was running a car business, running a plastics factory, being a part-time father, and pastoring a church. And I did that for 4 years until God said, now. I didn't go looking for a place that had a good salary, a good income. In fact, for the first 4 years, I was the biggest giver in the church. But God was building something in me. And I watched what speaking the word would do. And we spoke our way out of debt. We spoke our way out of fear. We spoke our way out of unbelief. We spoke our way out of containment to where we reached the point where we actually believed that all things were possible when we believed it. And so we would boldly decree and step out on it. I remember during this time, Lou and I had decided to go to a camp meeting. And I just bought her a new Cadillac sedan DeVille. And we were going to camp meeting. We got about halfway there and we heard a whir, 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 ka-zing. And Lou was like, what was that? Because Cadillacs aren't supposed to go whir, 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 ka-zing. We were getting close to Oklahoma and we heard that whir, 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 ka-zing. And she was like, what do we do? And I said, we're going to camp meeting. So we went to camp meeting. We got to camp meeting and there was no hotels available. Everything within a short driving distance was packed. And so we pulled into one that was right by the Tulsa Convention Center and asked, do you have anything? And they said, no. And I said, I'm going to come back in a little while and see what you got. They said, well, if we get anything, we'll let you know, but there's a waiting list. We drove around a while, came back, and they said, we just had a room open up. Now we're within walking distance of the convention center. We're pulling into the parking garage and we hear, zing. Lou said, what do we do? I said, well, we came to camp meeting. We're going to go to camp meeting. We're going to go home. We got home, and I took the car to the Cadillac dealer, and he called me up, and he said, how was you driving this thing? And I said, what? He said, all the bolts that hold the flywheel on are gone. You know, I was driving it by faith, because we had said we're going to camp meeting. So God provided a place for us while we were there. He kept a car running. You can't drive a Cadillac without bolts in the flywheel. But we did. You've heard Tommy talk about when they'd be on the road and he'd put a card over the gas indicator so he couldn't see it. We've been on the road and ran out of gas and just started praying in the Spirit. And it would start back up and we would keep going. And just when it quit, we could see a gas station close enough that we could just roll in and get gas. We were running on fumes. But you see, when you say we're going, then God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Your daddy wants to see you stand up in the image of his son. Because Ephesians says, the word, if it's properly taught, will cause you to grow to the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bob, why would I grow to that stature if I wasn't supposed to walk in it? Rudy, why would he tell me it's possible just so I can know it's possible? You're bigger on the inside than you have any idea. Activate your faith by speaking what's hidden in your spirit and watch your world change. I refuse to be bound by anything that tries to bind me. But that doesn't happen just because you're born again. That happens because you stand for it. Having done all, what does that mean? I've gotten rid of doubt. I've gotten rid of unbelief. I am laying hold of it as written, and I ain't going no place but right there. So I stand there waiting for it to produce what it promised. And I watch God time and time again change things. My wife woke up one day and couldn't walk. She was in pain. And I said, if you were healed, what would you be doing? She said, taking a shower. I reached down and put my arm around her and I pulled her up. And at that time, we had a house. It was from the bed in the master bedroom to the guest room hallway, 75 feet. And I drug her 75 feet praising God. And we came back 75 feet, praising God. And before long, she was walking. Now, she worked at a place in those days that a couple of people there had just experienced paralysis. We ain't having paralysis at our house. Well, Pastor, that was cold and unkind of you. Pick your wife up when she's in pain and can't walk and drag her the length of the house and back. No, we kept doing it until she could walk. Then she got her shower and went to work. Why? If you don't quit, you win. If his word says with his stripes we were healed, we're not going to let sickness hold us captive. Well, Pastor, I wouldn't want to be married to you. You can't imagine the blessings that would be happening being married to me. But we ain't going to be broke. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be bound by sickness, fear, doubt, unbelief, because he said there's a way out of it. And the way out of it is hide his word in your heart. Let faith pump it up to your mouth and then speak it out. Find the promises of your new covenant. If there's a promise that covers everything I need, then everything I need is already covered. I just have to boldly decree it. I find the promise, I speak the promise, and I stand one with what I spoke until it produces what I said. It has produced millions in my life. It has produced health when the doctor said there's no way you can live. I like walking, so when they told me I'd never walk again, God said I'll walk. God said I'll talk. They said you'll never talk. Aren't you glad they were wrong? But they weren't wrong because they were wrong. They were wrong because I put my faith in a higher authority and decreed the word, and the word changed things. Your spirit man is alive with life you can't imagine. You've heard me refer to this many times, and get ready, you're going to hear me refer to it again, because I want to make sure you wake up and realize what I'm saying. When I was in a coma, Damon and Brian would come and they would sit by my bedside and read the word to me. And one day Damon said, after reading the word, he said, "Rise up, man of God." And he said, "In a coma, you tried to sit up." So I think they started doing it just to watch. Let's get to the good part. "Rise up, man of God." And I'm in a coma. I didn't know what was going on, but my spirit man was strong enough to respond to what they were speaking. Learn that lesson. Your spirit man is strong enough to respond to what is being spoken of the word of truth, even if you're weak in the head. I can have doubt in my head, but faith in my heart, and I'll win. Understand, he didn't say if you're doubt free. He said if you don't let doubt control you. Eventually, your mind will line up with your spirit. Because when you've been through it enough, you reach that point where your confidence is up there. You You are just words away from freedom, words away from wealth, words away from health, words away from joy, peace, prosperity. You're just words away, but the word of truth in your mouth will get you there. Been there, done that, gonna keep doing it. I don't say these things to you because I'm trying to impress God. I don't say these things to you because it's what you want to hear. I say these things to you because it's what will change your life. I've been to hell and back, and the Word did it. I've been at a point where there was seemingly no way it could happen, but I began to speak the way, the truth, and the life, and watch God do what people would say, that can't be done. But after it's over, you got a testimony and they got a question. Now answer their question with what got you there. It is written. Your bold declaration of it, your stand on it, changed your world. Are you getting anything?
Yes.
Church, you're so big on the inside that you need a spiritual diet and don't even know it. Let your spirit man begin to rule your life. Take this new covenant and read those promises and then hide them in your heart. Not the blood pump, your belly. Hide them in your heart. And a crisis comes in your life, Brother Ken, and all of a sudden, faith starts pumping that word up to your mouth. And in the midst of all hell breaking loose, you find yourself saying, peace, be still. And the storms of your life are quieted. Church, pay attention to the new covenant and its promises. It will make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. It will make you a light in the darkness. It'll cause people around you to come to your shining and go, what have you got that I need? The world is waiting for agents of change. The word in your mouth makes you an agent of change. Daddy God, we've delivered your word. We've spoken your truth. Your truth is changing us, reforming us, renewing us, empowering us, becoming the underlying force in our life. Father, thank you for your promises that change not. Thank you for your word that is forever settled in heaven, and we're now settling it in the earth. We, with your word, win great battles, accomplish great feats, and experience great redemption. Father, I speak boldness on the people under the sound of my voice to lay hold of your word, to speak your word, and to live in its holy provision. And the people said,
amen.
You're loved, go with God. If you need prayer, ministers will be available to pray with you, to stand with you, to agree with you, to see God's word fulfill his promises in your life. God bless you.